The five-year study collected stream and temperature readings in 48 non-glacial streams every 15 minutes to capture high and low temperatures every hour. Cook Inlet Keeper science director Sue Mauger led the effort and has been working for over a decade monitoring temperatures in salmon streams on the Kenai Peninsula. Her results provide a baseline for salmon habitat in the Cook Inlet Basin.
And so this kind of information that's on a large regional scale but is site-specific gives us that real important tool to decide where should we do one type of protection or conservation activity versus another kind of development project.
Mauger studied multiple streams in a single watershed, streams fed by wetlands, lakes, and at high and low elevations. All of these factors play into how susceptible each stream is to climate change, which she says is a concern. In 2009, Mauger recorded notably high temperatures in about a third of the streams. Warmer waters can make fish expend more energy to breathe, make it harder to put on weight, and make them more prone to predation. This information can be valuable for management agencies and other stakeholders, but it's only useful if they know it exists. Several groups of researchers, data crunchers, and interns are looking to solve that problem through a data compiling initiative known as State of Alaska Salmon and People, or SASAP.
The goal of SASAP basically is to ask three questions. What do we know? What don't we know? And how can we better integrate and share the knowledge of what we know?
Leslie Jones is an aquatic ecologist at the Alaska Center for Conservation Science at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. She's just one of over 100 people and 8 focus groups compiling existing and new data on all things salmon. Jones is focused on stream temperature.
As part of these efforts to sort of synthesize large data across the state of Alaska to support salmon science and conservation, we're crowdsourcing existing stream temperature data to build the first comprehensive stream temperature database for the state of Alaska.
Jones and her colleagues have already compiled a preliminary database of who is collecting stream info around the state. They will work with the National Center for Ecological Analysis and Synthesis at the University of California, Santa Barbara, to collect, clean, and make sense of that data.
So they actually have, you know, rooms of interns, of students down there that are soliciting the data, cleaning the data, creating a standardized database for not only stream temperature, but biological data for salmon populations across the state.
Students will begin reaching out to stream temperature data holders in the coming weeks. Those same interns will also be crunching data collected by 7 other working groups. Groups are collecting numbers of fish who make it upstream to spawn, data on the size of fish, river conditions, and local knowledge on river systems.
You know, looking past that is how can we use the data once we build this comprehensive database? How can we create maps and create maybe interactive web portals or predictive models that can further help, you know, and support research efforts?
All this in hopes of answering some of the most pressing questions we have about salmon. Everything from marine survival to impacts of rising stream temperatures. People like Jones and Mauger say this will help state and federal agencies and other stakeholders as they make management decisions across the state. Jones adds that once the database is launched, SASAP will work to continue compiling data as it rolls in from researchers and organizations, so long as there's funding. The database will be publicly available late next year. For KBBI News, I'm Aaron Bolton.